By engineering the nanoemulsion to possess a matching negative surface charge, the particles naturally repel the mucus layer itself. Instead of getting physically trapped and degraded within that mucosal lining, they effortlessly bypass the first line of defense.
Wow, allowing them direct access to the enterocytes for rapid cellular uptake. So instead of a massive freight train, the biological payload is broken down into this highly coordinated fleet of microscopic delivery vans that just glide over the mucosal barrier and slip directly into the bloodstream.
A whole new era of communication in the global aquaculture industry is coming. Now you have the brightest minds in aquaculture right in your pocket. And what's best? You can listen to all of them while driving to a farm, traveling, or running errands. It's never been this good, and it's never been this simple. Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production. Inspired by the 2024 article titled, Investigating the Impact of Nanoemulsion of Curcumin-Loaded Olive Oil on Growth Performance, Feed Utilization, Immunological Responses, and Redox Status of Lidopinus vanimi Shrimp, with Emphasis on Economic Efficiency of Supplementation, by Fathil Bab, Ahmed F. et al.
Welcome to a new deep dive into the latest advancements in aquaculture nutrition. Our mission today is to tackle a massive biological roadblock in intensive white-leg shrimp farming, and we have a fantastic source for this.
Yeah, we are looking at a highly compelling 2024 study by Faith Elbab and colleagues titled Investigating the Impact of Nanoemulsion of Curcumin-Loaded Olive Oil on Growth Performance, Feed Utilization, Immunological Responses, and Redox Status of Lidopinus vanimi Shrimp, with Emphasis on Economic Efficiency of Supplementation.
Right, and for large-scale producers listening, you know that incorporating phytogenics to drive growth is almost always bottlenecked by poor bioavailability.
WiseNetics turns podcast airtime into brand authority. We don't sell ads, we elevate voices. If you're ready to boost your authority in the industry, access WiseNetics.com and speak with a brand authority specialist. Let's transform expertise into influence, starting now.
So we are unpacking how utilizing nanotechnology completely bypasses those biological roadblocks, resulting in, well, significantly enhanced feed utilization, immunity, and overall profitability for your operations.
It is arguably the most frustrating inefficiency in modern aquaculture nutrition. I mean, we have access to these incredible bioactive compounds like curcumin and olive oil, which are known for their hepatoprotective properties, but their physicochemical properties make them functionally useless in a high-density production setting.
Yeah, because they're notoriously hydrophobic, right?
Okay.
So in the highly dynamic aqueous environment of the shrimp forget, introducing a structurally large hydrophobic payload basically guarantees agglomeration.
Exactly. They clump together almost instantly. Because the compounds cannot remain dispersed in the digestive tract, they just fail to interface with the mucosal layer of the intestine.
Right. The cellular membranes simply repel those massive, unstable structures.
Yeah. So the shrimp excretes the bulk of the nutritional value before it ever has a chance to reach the enterocytes and, you know, enter systemic circulation.
I like to think of standard curcumin delivery as trying to drive a massive freight train through a winding microscopic tunnel. I mean, the payload is theoretically valuable, but the vehicle is entirely wrong for the infrastructure.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. Most of the cargo just piles up at the entrance of the intestinal barrier and gets diverted right to waste.
Right. But Faith Elbab and colleagues solved this by running the curcumin and olive oil through a high-energy nanoemulsion process. So they created these spherical particles that are strictly under 200 nanometers in size.
They fundamentally altered the physical presentation of the compounds, but, you know, the size reduction is really only half the equation here.
Oh, because of the surface charge.
Right. The nanoemulsion process also imparts a distinct negative surface charge to these sub-200 nanometer spheres. And in the context of the mucosal barrier, that negative charge is absolutely critical.
Because it ensures the particles actively repel each other within the aqueous environment of the gut, maintaining that perfect homogeneous dispersion. But if the tight junctions of the gut are already semi-permeable to particles of that size, what is the actual biological utility of engineering that negative surface charge? Like, is it purely about preventing agglomeration?
Well, it goes way beyond just preventing traffic jams in the gut lumen. The mucin glycoproteins that line the intestinal tract of the shrimp, they also carry a negative charge.
Ah, so they repel each other.
Exactly. By engineering the nanoemulsion to possess a matching negative surface charge, the particles naturally repel the mucus layer itself. Instead of getting physically trapped and degraded within that mucosal lining, they effortlessly bypass the first line of defense.
Wow, allowing them direct access to the enterocytes for rapid cellular uptake. So instead of a massive freight train, the biological payload is broken down into this highly coordinated fleet of microscopic delivery vans that just glide over the mucosal barrier and slip directly into the bloodstream.
That is exactly what happens. And once that fleet penetrates the barrier, we need to see how that physiological advantage translates into tangible production metrics on the floor.
Right, the actual commercial data.
Yeah, so the study tested inclusion rates up to 20 milligrams per kilogram of diet over 16 weeks. And at that highest dose, the white-leg shrimp demonstrated the highest final body weight, specific growth rate, and protein efficiency ratio, alongside a completely minimized feed conversion ratio.
Wait, I have to push back slightly here to deepen the analysis for you. We constantly see feed additives that claim to boost temporary growth. But looking at the simultaneous spike in amylase, lipase, and protease in their data, doesn't this suggest a fundamental structural upgrade to the animal's entire digestive machinery rather than just a transient weight gain?
Yes, that is a crucial distinction. It is not a transient behavioral effect like you see with basic olfactory stimulants. The data shows a massive upregulation in the secretion of those primary digestive enzymes.
So the midgut gland is actively increasing production.
Exactly. This maximized feed utilization means the animal is extracting maximum nutritional value from every single pellet. You are generating significantly more biomass using proportionally less feed, which directly forces that feed conversion ratio down.
But, you know, pushing for maximum growth and feed conversion in intensive systems inherently raises stress levels, right? I mean, improved digestion means absolutely nothing if the internal organs are failing.
Oh, absolutely. The hepatopancreas takes the brunt of that metabolic load. But the supplementation provided these profound hepatoprotective effects. The levels of liver enzymes, specifically alanine aminotransferase and aspartate aminotransferase, dropped significantly.
Which indicates minimal damage to the hepatopancreas. They're not leaking those enzymes into the blood.
Right. Furthermore, standard stress indicators like cortisol, glucose, and triglycerides were kept incredibly low. At the tissue level, the shrimp fed the highest dose displayed completely normal muscle structure.
They totally avoided the myofibril degeneration and necrosis that we saw in the unsupplemented control group. But I want to connect the dots for the listener here. If the hepatopancreas is essentially the metabolic engine of the shrimp, how exactly does lowering those specific stress markers directly prevent the physical muscle necrosis?
Well, it is all about the oxidative cascade. In an intensive system, chronic stress triggers cortisol, which spikes glucose for emergency energy. When that state becomes chronic, the metabolic engine floods the system with reactive oxygen species.
And that creates severe oxidative stress that literally shears the lipid bilayers of cell membranes.
Exactly. It effectively melts the muscle structure from the inside out. But by shielding the hepatopancreas and blocking that initial cortisol panic response, the curcumin and olive oil nanoemulsion arrested that process before it even started.
Right. Protecting the hepatopancreas inherently frees up biological energy. Energy that would normally be wasted on constant cellular repair allows the shrimp to mount a far more robust antioxidant and immune defense.
Yeah, and the study revealed a major reduction in malonyldehyde, which is a primary marker for destructive lipid peroxidation,
while concurrently driving a massive increase in the total antioxidant capacity, as well as the activities of superoxide dismutase and catalase.
Mm-hmm.
To clarify those redox findings, it is basically like superoxide dismutase and catalase act as a highly specialized cellular cleanup crew. They neutralize those reactive oxygen species before they can shred the cell membranes.
That is a great analogy. You are neutralizing the threat instantly. And on the immunological front, that 20 milligram dose optimized the levels of immunoglobulin M and lysozyme,
which systematically equips the shrimp to better handle environmental stressors and pathogenic microorganisms. So you have stabilized the hepatopancreas, halted the oxidative shearing of the muscle tissue, and supercharged the innate immune response.
It is an incredibly impressive physiological cascade. But, you know, the physiological and immunological data are undeniably impressive. But for large-scale operations, the adoption of any new technology ultimately comes down to commercial viability and return on investment.
Right, and many producers listening are rightfully hesitant to add specialized, high-tech ingredients because they fear it will erode their margins. So, based on the feed conversion ratio improvement alone, is the return on investment robust enough to justify scaling this up across a major commercial facility?
Well, the researchers meticulously calculated the total feed costs versus net revenue. Mm-hmm. Even factoring in the premium cost of formulating and adding the nanoemulsion to the diets, the 20 milligram per kilogram treatment still yielded the highest net revenue and overall economic efficiency.
Really? Even with the premium input cost?
Yes. The drastic improvements in the feed conversion ratio and the final harvest weight far outweighed the initial investment in the specialized feed. You're getting heavier, healthier shrimp with significantly less feed waste.
Wow. So to wrap up this deep dive, this study clearly demonstrates that utilizing nanoemulsion technology to deliver curcumin and olive oil is not just a theoretical laboratory success. It is a highly practical intervention that maximizes feed efficiency, protects the hepatopancreas, supercharges the immune response against harmful microorganisms, and definitively boosts net revenue in intensive white-leg shrimp production.
Absolutely. It is a definitive blueprint for intensive rearing success.
Well, we will leave you with this to consider for your own operations. If nanoemulsion delivery can so effectively bypass the bioavailability bottleneck for curcumin and olive oil, what other notoriously difficult to absorb nutrients or therapeutic compounds in your current feed formulations could be completely revolutionized by utilizing this exact same delivery mechanism?
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the Aquaculture Podcast Show on your favorite platform. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook to stay updated on the latest episodes and industry insights. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.